land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, second hour on this Thursday, January the 11th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Today starts the Northern Michigan RV winter sale taking place at the Ellison Place there in Gaylord. We're going to have Tony on in the third hour to talk about it, all the great things happening over there. Starts today, tomorrow, Saturday, and early Sunday. So take advantage of all the stuff that's happening. Three cans of food can be your donation to get in to Ellison Place. And all of that food and donations are going to help feed the homeless and others in Otsego County. So we're going to talk about that with Tony in the third hour. Got a special guest coming on, John Jubilee, from Orange County, California, a staunch conservative Christian Republican from the state of California. We're going to talk about his business. We're going to talk about the kind of movement that they've had underway there in California. They wanted to secede from Southern California. They actually put it on the ballot to split California into North California and Southern California. So we're going to talk about that and get his perspective on politics, his business, all kinds of things in the third hour. We're excited about that. MERS News Service reporting in based on those two emails that went out last night, the one at 8 o'clock, the fake one from Melinda Pago, acting chair, and an hour later, 9 o'clock hour, a real email from the chairman, Christina Caramo. Allegedly deposed Michigan Republican Party chair Christina Caramo has added a removal vote of herself to the agenda of her special state committee meeting scheduled for January 13th in Houghton Lake. Caramo anticipates establishing a quorum at the meeting, and that if it is in fact put up for a vote, her removal will fail. Newly declared acting chair Melinda Pago said last night that the January 13th meeting has been canceled. In her statement, the bylaws are very clear and no longer is Christina Caramo nor her leadership team in charge of the Michigan GOP. Though it is their right to gather, we hope they pray for this new administration and leaders to win back our state and country in 2024. We certainly pray that God places in it in their hearts to get to work and allow the new leadership team to help us save our country and our state, end quote, said Melinda Pago's statement. Crammell said last night she has accepted Pago's resignation from her position as co-chair, but Pago said that is absolutely false. Pago has been removed from the MIGOP.org's website, and DeLisle, 8th Congressional District Chair, and the county chairs of Kalamazoo and Hillsdale counties are now listed where leadership disputes have taken place. Pago's official email has been deactivated by Christina Crammell. Short break. The story continues. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. The venue at the event center that they're doing this special state committee meeting on Saturday, January 13th at 10 o'clock, 4 Stone School Road in Houghton Lake, holds 600 people. So, yes, every precinct delegate, you know, every county chair, you know, needs to come to this meeting. In other news related to this story, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, you know, Ronald Romney McDaniel, chair, is now involved in this split within the Michigan Republican Party, according to multiple sources. The RNC needs to make sure that the Michigan Republicans can pull off the March 2nd caucus/convention they called to select their delegates to the National Committee convention in July in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Also, the Caramo wing of the party took shots at political consultant John Yab and his role in the last Saturday, January 6th meeting to vote Caramo and others out. An email was sent out by Robert Owens from an alleged group called Michigan Republican Party reads, Melinda Pago might as well have appointed herself Queen of Sheba or the Galactic Emperor, because that's exactly how much validity she has in being the acting chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Amid the division, MERS News Service asked John Yab how the Pago faction plans to round up Caramo's documents, files, and keys since she's not conceding anything. Well, being the smart aleck that John Yab is, said, quote, you could probably fit all of Caramo's files, documents, and keys in an extra small P.O. box at the UPS store, end quote, said Yab. Isn't he cute? Okay, John. I love that guy. Meanwhile, here in the 1st Congressional District, Sue Aller, she's the 1st Congressional District Chair, is having her post contested in a vote tomorrow, this Friday, after she appointed proxies during the special state committee meeting that was held on Saturday, January 6th. And also said that the meeting Caramo's holding is null and void. Well, 1st District Delegate Dan Bonomi is also claiming that Aller has not been responsive to all of the precinct delegates of the 1st District. She's only the chair. The majority of the precinct delegates in the 1st support Christina Caramo and her team. They also support the lawsuit over the building in Lansing. Well, here's where the problem is. Aller, a former state representative, voted to remove Caramo and admitted that she had brought three proxies with her to vote for. She said the rules allowed her to do so as being the 1st Congressional District Chair. She said that Bonomi had tried to remove her back on December 4th. I'm sure I don't have the same views with others on the committee, not even those in district. But that's to be expected, as people never agree 100% of the time. Having different views is good for discussion, end quote, said Sue Aller. Here's the problem, Sue Aller. You are supposed to represent all of the people in the 1st Congressional District, the precinct delegates. You should have taken the time to call the precinct delegates and to find out where they stood on this issue before you on your own took your own opinion and acted on it without talking to the members, many of them paid members. Many of them have donated money to the 1st Congressional District, which you raised as being its chair. You didn't even call them. Victoria Bishop, the owner of this radio station, supported your fundraising efforts allowed me to talk about it on her radio station, and we even were paid money to run commercials to help you raise money. Did you even bother to reach out and talk to Victoria Bishop, the owner of the radio station, to see how she felt about this situation? Whether or not she supports Cramo staying on his chair and supports the lawsuit? Or did you just on your own push your agenda and voted and brought proxies with you to an unsanctioned meeting on January 6th? At this point, I think Sue Allard should be removed as chair of the 1st Congressional District's Executive Committee for her actions and her role in the January 6th meeting. And the fact that she didn't reach out to anybody. I've not heard from one precinct delegate that said Sue Allard called me and asked me my opinion. Well, Dan Bonomi is still supporting Caramo to continue as chair. And will bring forward the vote on Friday, tomorrow, to remove Sue Allard. He made a statement. He said, quote, "I think Caramo is representing the grassroots movement. We have struggled with finances as a party. But for anyone to come who wasn't a billionaire would be struggling in the same ways." That's exactly the situation. Exactly the situation. The rich millionaires that have been chair of the party took those Rolodexes, those spreadsheets, those databases of donors, and kept them from Caramo. Self-fulfilling prophecy. She's going to fail. Then they do things to make sure she fails so they can say, see, we told you she's failed. It's exactly what they've done. So, yes, if you are a precinct delegate or a county chair, you need to be in Houghton Lake with us on Saturday morning. And if it's snowing, carpool with somebody that's got a four-wheel drive vehicle and good snow tires. Don't worry about needing to be a guest of anybody. Show up and be there. You don't need to get special permission to attend this meeting. The room holds 600 people. Let's get 800. We can stand up in the back. Unless, of course, the fire marshal is going to shut it down. But we are going to be there on Saturday. I don't care how much snow there is on the ground. Vicky and I will be there. You need to join us. It's that simple. Another little short story. Talking about the two Democrat state representatives that resigned, causing gridlock in Lansing. 54 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Well, there's going to be upcoming special elections in Warren and Westland. And they're expected to result is that the Democrats will regain their 56-54 majority. But if Governor Gretchen Whitmer gets it her way, it would also mean that females would make up 60% of the majority House Democrats caucus. Following the departure of former Rep, now Mayor Lori Stone, 44 of the 108 House members are currently women, 40.7%. But if the 54-person House Democratic Caucus is already comprised of a majority of women already with 32 members, and gets replaced with two other women, they would be up to 59.2%. female Democratic caucus majorities, as well as in the Senate. Progressive Women's Caucus are the ones that brought up the legislation expanding abortion access. Well, Governor Whitmer's endorsed two female House candidates, one in Warren and one in Westland. There could be now an opportunity for the House to actually get up over 60% if they end up with 34 out of 56 female members. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Whitmer has endorsed, and I'm sorry, former state representative, a woman. And in the 13th House District, 25th, which is where Westland is, five Democrats are running for the seat. Westland City Council President Pro Tem Andrea Rutkowski, Wayne Westland Community Schools Trustee Melinda Hines, and Rashida Tlaib's Program Manager Layla Taha, along with City Council Member Peter Hertzberg, and another woman, Shannon Roshan. She was the director of Michigan League of Conservation Voter Partnership. While Whitmer's endorsed, she in Warren and Rutkowski for the Westland special election to be the next state representatives. So hoping they can get up over 60% of women Democrats in the House. That's the governor's goal. Don't care about competency. Don't care about how qualified you are to be a state rep, as long as you're a woman. That's all the governor cares about. And then another person chiming in is the House Speaker Pro Tem, Lori Podhutsky, Democrat communist from Livonia. She said strong female representation has been a crucial part of the Democrats' ability to advance legislation to benefit women here in the state of Michigan. Podhutsky said she has gotten comfortable being in the spotlight and having very public emotional moments. When Elliot Larson's civil rights expansion passed, being the first bisexual legislator, as well as Speaker Pro Tem, having to call the vote was difficult because I was crying a little bit. There's been a lot of really amazing historical moments this past year that I've gotten to witness and actually chair the chamber during. I've gotten a little better at reacting as a human being, but it is still emotional for me. Well, of course it is. You're a sexually confused bisexual speaker pro tem of the House. I understand. I get it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.